Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In New York, victims, families, and officials gathered at Ground Zero to mark the 21st anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Tonight, two beams of light symbolizing the Twin Towers are shining from Lower Manhattan into the sky. Stephen Nefson from member station WNYC reports New Yorkers have mixed feelings about the day.
The Memorial Plaza, where the Twin Towers once stood, was closed for families who gathered to hear the names of victims read aloud. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was also joined by Vice President Kamala Harris. At houses of worship across the city, extra time was given to pray for victims and their families. In downtown Brooklyn, 46-year-old Don Freeman says he's still dealing with more recent tragedies, like the mass shootings and the pandemic.
It used to be there was a tragic moment and the nation had time to process it. Now we're just living in a tragic moment and no one processes it ever at all.
Others, mostly younger New Yorkers, still vividly recall the day and say it marked a turning point in how they thought about the role of the U.S. in the world. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.
Changing weather in Oregon is allowing firefighters to tackle a wildfire that's quadrupled in size since the middle of last week. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
High temperatures, dry air, and gusty winds all helped the Cedar Creek fire grow from 18,000 acres last Wednesday to nearly 86,000 acres by Sunday. The fire breached existing lines, officials said, dropping containment from about 12% down to zero. The fire started on August 1st when a lightning storm hit the Willamette National Forest. On Friday, authorities ordered the evacuation of two nearby towns, Oak Ridge and West Fir, which combined for a population of about 3,500 people. Over the weekend, smoke from the fire blanketed the Interstate 5 corridor, including the Portland metro area. The affected area is mountainous and rural, which complicates the firefighting efforts. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Queen Elizabeth's coffin is now at the palace in Edinburgh. After ceremonies in Scotland, it will be flown to London this week, and her funeral will be held on September 19th. NPR's Philip Reeves has more, though, on the funeral cortege.
The first stage of the Queen's final journey through her kingdom has ended. It took a little over 6 hours for the cortege carrying her coffin to travel south from her country estate at Balmoral to Scotland's capital, Edinburgh. As it arrived in the old town of Edinburgh, in the heart of the city, an area known as the Royal Mile, many thousands of people lined the route, some of them carrying bouquets of flowers. They fell silent as the coffin passed and then burst into warm applause, a gesture of appreciation for Britain's longest-serving monarch. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Edinburgh.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. You're listening to NPR News. UN meteorologists say the weather system known as La Niña is back for the third year in a row and will last until the end of the year. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, it spells an uptick in extreme weather across the globe.
La Niña occurs when warm water on the surface of the Pacific Ocean gets blown from South America to Asia and Australia, causing cooler water to rise up. Weather events are becoming more extreme due to climate change, and this year's La Niña is no different. Some experts have taken to calling it a triple-dip La Niña because it's back for a third consecutive year, the first time this century that's happened. The phenomenon has ripple effects in the U.S., from heavy rainfall and cooler temperatures in the Pacific Northwest to drier conditions in the southwest. Meanwhile, Australia and parts of Asia will see rain and floods, and the system could even increase the number of hurricanes and tropical cyclones. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
At the weekend box office, the horror movie Barbarian debuted in first place with an estimated $10 million in ticket sales. And the weekend's other new release, Brahmastra Part 1, Shiva, took second place with $4 million. It's part a three-part Bollywood film franchise. Sony's Bullet Train took third place with $3 million, and in fourth place, Paramount's enduring blockbuster Top Gun Maverick with $3 million in its 16th week on the big screen. So far, that movie's taken in $705 million domestically and $1.4 billion globally. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.